The earth has tilted after a moment of balance and committed itself to the next season. And we're singing songs of awakening this morning, offering thanks and praise for the coming of spring. Some of us are offering that thanks and praise by honoring Eöster, the Germanic goddess of spring and dawn. The deities of pagan traditions are different from the god of the Abrahamic traditions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. There are so many ways to define that god, but I think it can be generalized that god is the creator of all that is and a parent figure for humanity. God's often understood as supernatural or beyond the natural world, omniscient, knowing all, and omnipresent, always here. And God is also understood as deeply invested in us humans in those traditions. In the pagan tradition in general, the goddess, the god, the spirits of the directions, and all the other deities are understood by some to be actual beings, natural or supernatural, that can impact our lives. They're understood by some to be symbols of the various aspects of humans and our nature, and by still others to be representations of the different phases of natural or agricultural cycles. They're often understood to be some combination of all of those things. So when a pagan says, "Hail Eöster," they might be offering gratitude to a supernatural being for the gift she's given for us or for the natural world, like the longer days or the warmth that brings the greening of the earth. They might be offering recognition of the aspects of humanity she represents, like growth or fertility. They might be acknowledging the aspects of the natural or agricultural world she represents, like the budding of spring wildflowers or the higher numbers of eggs laid by our hens. They might be doing several or all of those things. The point isn't necessarily to worship the deities, but more to notice and offer gratitude for the changes within and beyond the self that are brought by the cycles of the wheel of the year. And maybe to find some comfort or reassurance in the recurring nature of those cycles. So when I welcome Eöster each spring, I'm noticing and expressing gratitude for the spring wildflowers under the still bare trees, that carpet of color in the brown, for the never-ending and predictable cycle that brings them, for the increased light that lets me function a little better, for those days when I can sit in the sun and feel its warmth on my skin, and often for an awakening within myself. I snip a few branches from a bush that's budding or even blooming to bring the life that's so evident outdoors into my living space. I hang decorated eggs on it to remind myself that there are many ways that life is blossoming and reproducing. I put away the candles in my windows that I have lit every night all winter long. I take down what's left of my winter decorations in my home, and I use pastel colors and fresh scents to replace them. This year, I've traveled to visit my people in eastern Kentucky, where I can see the progression of greening on the hills as different trees break bud and leaf out, and where I can celebrate the progression of warmth within and beyond me with like-hearted humans. I was reminded of this progression a couple of weeks ago in a small coffee hour group, where someone mentioned that the buds of different trees expand at different times. And the image of the hillside across the valley from my friend's holler that came to mind was so strong that I felt an intense yearning for the start of spring. And here we are. It has been a long winter. I'm ready for the return of color and growing things to the landscape, for the sun glistening on the waves of the lakes, and for the emergence of us humans from our homes and from this pause that has been forced upon us all year, but has felt like the longest winter ever. I don't feel the awakening within myself fully just yet. I think with the length and the depth of the isolation that's lasted so much longer than just the winter, it's going to take more immersion in the natural world, more interaction with other humans than usual for me to awaken fully. I need more sunshine and warmth and connection to come out of that hibernation. We so often focus when we think about that hibernation and that slow time of winter. We so often focus on the eggs and the seeds themselves, the blossoming of the things as spring rolls around. But Galina Kraskova reminds us that this season is also about the earth readying itself for that seed. The soil thaws, and then it warms to a temperature that'll support the tiny root and shoot that will emerge. Germination, like all natural processes, is dependent on an interrelated set of conditions, like light and temperature, and moisture, all of which need to be just right for the seed to sprout and grow. It's not enough for the seed to be there or even for it to be viable. It needs the right environment to grow, and it needs a narrower definition of right to thrive. Give a plant the right soil and some water, and it will grow. Give it some food, too, and some say personal interaction, and it will do better than just grow. It will thrive and blossom. And then add a pollinator or two, and it will make seeds to start the cycle all over again. We are no different. We have an inherent viability. All of us have the capacity within us to live and thrive, but we need the right conditions. Food and water and shelter, those are a great start for simply living. Give us healthy food and good health care, and we'll do better. Add easy access to all of those things, as well as purpose and meaning and love, and we will thrive. We've made it through this year-long winter, and we're in a position where we can look both back and ahead, or at least I am. I've come to understand how resilient and flexible we are as a community, as our environment has become nebulous and ever-shifting, and we've come to understand the impact of this insecurity on our individual selves. Each of us here today and each of us part of this community have had to wrestle with that. We've learned and relearned the importance of our relationships of caring and sharing. And we're at a point maybe where some of us might be able to begin to imagine doing that sharing and caring in the more intimate and nurturing environment of being in person together. We've suffered losses, for sure. We are still suffering losses, and we mourn them. And yet, we have survived. Raven Caldera writes on their website, Northern Paganism, Ostara gives the gift of newness, which is especially important for those of us who are old and cynical in spirit. If you have lost hope over the winter, ask her for a new infusion of it. If you have lost sight of the goal, ask her for fresh eyes to look upon the problem anew. If you are tired of the world, ask her to show you the small joys that are still around every corner, in every field of flowers that stubbornly make their way up from the earth. My friends, if the conditions you are in are right for you to thrive, or even to feel the possibility of thriving, please, I ask you, share the energy that spring brings with those around you. If they are not, I hope you'll notice the energy around you until you can take it in. If you're ready for spring, but too tired from the demands of winter to offer praise and thanksgiving, don't worry. There are some of us here who can do that, and we'll do it for you until you're ready to join us. That's one of the commitments of community, that the effort will be carried out by different individuals at different times, based on our capacities. That we can step out to take care of ourselves as we need to, knowing that the whole will carry the work in the world, knowing that we'll be cared for and eventually refreshed so we can carry on while someone else steps out. Just like those species of trees that break bud and leaf out at different times, we create a progression of awakening when seen from across the valley is creative and beautiful. I want to close by sharing a poem from another pagan author, Suki Moyne, who writes, "She comes like a breath of fresh air, and you cannot help but fill your lungs. She comes like the shoot rising upward, and you cannot help but lift your eyes to the sky. She comes like the flower bursting forth, and you cannot help but laugh in delight. She comes like the urge to dance, and you cannot help but spread your arms wide. She comes like the first warm rains, and you cannot help but cry tears of joy. She comes like the scent of all beginnings, and you cannot help but open your heart. May this be true, or at least aspirational for you. May it be so, and may we be so."